From Canada to Costa Rica to Curacao, it's the Yard Info Podcast, the lighter side of Jamaican news. On Thursday, April 12, 2011, we have quite a few items to cover for you. Escape of the Patty Bandits.
Safe.
It's complicated. Love and heartbreak on Facebook.
Relationships.
All right. The transporter, the plum picker, and the pastor. What do they all have in common?
Same person.
Manat, flops and flops. These are for our lives. And of course, a little sport. West Indies team stoned. I kind of getting an idea there now.
No bother with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andrew Hewitt, and I'm here along with Rowan Gunter.
Gunter in the building reporting live.
And Mr. Darry Stewart.
Cake Soap Stewart.
Oh, Darry Cake Soap Stewart.
Cake Soap, no.
And this is the Yard Info Podcast, where we cover the week in Jamaican news, but we put a different spin on it. As we said, this is the lighter side of Jamaican news. So we get into the issues, but believe you me, you're going to enjoy the news. It's edutainment, it's fun. It's a lighter side, so we're just taking it easy. Hey, the first thing we have on tap this week, we're looking at some of the foibles of one, Al Miller. You know, coming back from last year up until...
It was a big year for him.
he was in the limelight a lot last year and up into this year.
Radio,
yeah,
TV, everywhere.
Plumtree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean, we started off with the good Reverend...
The good
Reverend,
very good,
intervening
good. Very good.
On several occasions to take in the family members of Mr. Dudu's cook when they were wanted by police for questioning, etc. And he was doing a good job, but then, you know, he decided to go for the big one.
For the plum?
That plum was wearing a wig.
For the president.
Yeah. Ooh. I thought you had a prime minister.
No, for the president. Mm-hmm. Went for the president.
Yeah, so...
You know what I want to find out? Is if him get the reward money.
Everybody want to know.
Come in, you're not about the reward
money. Not even dog about the 200,000.
The $20,000.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The 1.7 million.
1.7 million. Because I mean, the RAV 4, I'm pretty sure. You know?
Well, didn't get it still, you know?
Oh, you so sure?
Didn't get it.
Oh, you so sure?
We count the money. Didn't get it.
Well, you know, after bringing in the big man in the wig and nice get up, of course, you know,
the lovely church sister Yakal man.
My violation about
the lovely church sister.
Well, I don't know if you'd call that one the lovely.
Lovely church sister.
That one wasn't the best looking one in the congregation.
Pray every day.
And then, you know, he fell afoul of the law. Got into a bit of problems. The police the license firearm wasn't so bad, you know. Before that, they charged him for being a fugitive.
Oh.
You know, then he lost his license firearm. And I mean, listen, we're all human. Everybody, it can happen to anybody.
You see, license firearm sometimes put in a more danger than more security. You know?
Well, guess
so
what?
So probably the pastor don't want to really roll with him license firearm go preach.
So
when they're at church, he just leave in the car and the man just knock you in the window. And
but
just take
but then that is it, and a preaching did I preach? Of all the things that he could
once,
be doing.
Well, once you're a pastor, whatever you do is preaching.
He's preaching.
Yeah. All right. Well said.
So he was preaching to the plum then?
What I said. So once you're a pastor.
So the pastor, of course, the good reverend, stopped at a yard.
Shortwood Road.
Somewhere.
You know the end.
Shortwood Road.
A whole plum.
Have you ever been there to pick plums?
No.
What kind of plums grow in that yard?
Yeah, pastor see plums.
Holy plum.
June plum?
No, Cooley. No, Papa June there too, you know.
June
plum there too.
June is there too.
Holy plum.
So, yeah. I mean, picking plums and somebody.
I'm probably my colleague offering up them service. We don't know.
Hey, who to tell? Who to tell?
I make a donation.
Yeah.
Well, probably.
The past year has been a big one for the good reverend, man.
We're
I tell you.
Scribbling ever.
No, don't do that,
man. We're scribbling.
When you said... on national TV, you know.
I was talking, Andrew was the worst scribbling.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Listen to me now, man. I don't want to tell the people my secrets.
That's fine. Everybody play. Oh, man, transport.
But leave Admin alone.
Yeah, so. We're going to leave him alone, you know, because we have to also mention some of the things that took place in West Kingston. For the past year, of course, there was the incursion into Tivoli.
Yeah.
Sad time for all Jamaicans. Mm-hmm. But it's the lighter side, so we're not...
Talk about something else, man.
Well...
Irish Jamboree, I don't know.
Jamboree. You mean with like certain big politician on the stage and all them kind of things?
Passa, yeah, passa. Man.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, and the cars are unite.
But I mean, after all of that traumatic experience, you know, they had to try to bring the residents out of all that, because, you know, them a new man being to, you know. So,
Newman
Dean, yeah.
Jim Cranberry.
Yeah, them dramatized by all that took place.
Them when you say them broke up and say them go far. Well, not far, sorry.
Go on a trip.
Me, yeah, excursion.
Beach trip, big trip.
400 people.
Yeah, down
there. The biggest trip that me ever hear about.
What was it? A hotel down in Montego Bay. To help, of course, relieve the emotional stress. It's important, you know.
400 people.
Yeah.
Well, how much bus that? Let me see.
Call it 40 a bus.
40 bus.
10 bus.
Me wonder if a chichi bus are a quarter million.
I have no idea how much each hole in us. I can't tell you for sure. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to move on.
Listen, you're not going on the trip.
I don't want to. Listen, one of the great things about Yard Info is that we're also available online at yardinfo.com. www.yardinfo.com. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, twitter.com/yardinfo, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast. We end at about half hour on television, so you can always pick up for the rest of the podcast online, because we go for a little while, enjoying ourselves, a little banter, talking about the weekend news. Sport in Jamaica. Every time I touch on this topic, people get vexed.
All right.
Well, it's about Jamaican athletes who we're all very proud of and we love.
Mm-hmm.
But whether or not we are toeing the line a little bit too close as it relates to drug use. Because everybody always saying, we don't use drugs, we eat yam and potato. And...
So you have proof of athlete taking drugs?
Well, we have proof, of course. We have proof of athletes
born,
who have...
Are there a Jamaican born one them?
Oh!
not Jamaican.
You know, when them run for Jamaica, it's not a problem. But when them Jamaican born...
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, them they are Canadian or American or English until...
Yeah.
Them is Jamaican.
So who you accusing now, Andrew?
No, I'm not accusing anybody. The facts are here. Shelley and Fraser got in problems for using oxycodone, which is not a performance enhancing drug. Enhancing drug. But the truth of the matter is, the level that MVP is at, they should know better. We expect them to know better.
So, hold on,
drug was, according to her, yeah.
So you have to, because I'm in an MVP,
I'm
not a techno painkiller.
No!
So if you feel aspirin. Pain, no, if you feel pain, Bridget, what
do? Aspirin! You take two Advil and you go
sleep. Listen, man, you see, the grandmother, grandfather thing, when you slap yourself with alcohol, you can't work that.
Well, listen, you cannot do it this way either, because she was handed something that, first of all, is prescription only.
Mm.
It's on the banned list. It wasn't given to her by her testimony. It wasn't given to her by a doctor. It was given to her by her coach. Them supposed to know better, man. Them at the top now, you know. We're at the top level now.
You know,
let me just give you these names. Johan Blake.
What are they promoting, Bossy?
When you're a celebrity,
you take drugs.
Paid killers.
Johan Blake, Marvin Anderson, Aladdin Fothergill, Sherrian Brooks, and Lansford Spence. No, all of them have received bans in the past for different substances. The question is, all right, let's say we're not cheating, and I'm not even going to probably give them that benefit. But let's say we're not cheating. We are now amongst the top professionals in the world. We have to act accordingly.
No, but we always did it. We are talking about are now.
Well, we never did it in the same numbers. Let's just put it that way. We were always top of the top, but we never the numbers that we have now.
Yeah, like probably 3-4.
I mean, where we can go to Olympics and be one of the top performing nations until the last day. And the only reason the U.S. pass us is simply because, in track and field,
because they have more people. That's it, man.
Yeah, that too.
Other nation I represent for them.
So, I mean, Jamaicans.
So, who has to take drugs though, Andrew?
Well, Bolt never take no drugs.
He never take none.
But him take something else. Because he was out with a back injury last year.
Okay.
And that back injury came just a week after he was seen partying in ATI.
Sure, partying in party.
Well, I don't know what he was doing.
Back injury was serious injury.
So,
from him come second.
I don't know if it's the second where I'm run.
Yeah.
Or if I'm probably run a 6.9, I mean a 10.69, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yarding for podcast, the lighter side of Jamaican news, covering the weekend Jamaican news, but putting a lighter, a more comedic spin on what has taken place in Jamaica land we love. I'm Andrew Hewitt, your host, along with Rowan Gunter.
Shizzer, Shanka.
And Odari Stewart.
My uncle.
Trying to look as if he's busy reading something. Not reading anything here, people.
Hear that?
Hey, Odari, what's the next story we're going to look at there now?
Is that what you're saying, Bolt and this Manchester United foolishness?
Well, I like how you put it, the Manchester United foolishness. Mm. He was what? Saying that he intends to try out for the Manchester United team once
after,
he finished.
After retiring.
Yeah.
So what, second favorite sport. So after I'm retired, I want to try out for the Manchester
when,
United.
When something is your favorite sport, that mean you can play it?
Well, him score a goal, but he didn't play a celebrity match and him score a couple of goals tonight, you know, so I don't know.
A celebrity match? I like how you put that.
And that make him a professional. Right.
No, but if
no, he, I don't mind football, to Manchester United still, you know.
Yeah, because you're a Chelsea fan.
I don't mind.
How much you get? No,
pull off a man.
As my assistant, in regards to football, is a running sport, you know. So if to all you see in ball fast, you can just kick the ball and run it down.
Gunter, you cannot be serious.
Nobody can't be serious. Mr. The man scores some beautiful goal at a celebrity game.
You're joking out this thing now like the people them at the man at Commission of Inquiry. That's what you're doing, you know. You're taking this thing for a joke.
No, but you know anything about the man talent?
I can't recall.
Okay.
Man at... Well, before he reach there, I can say still, it's a good publicity stunt. If him break up all the records then before him go playing football, I mean, Manchester would have loved to take him, put a jersey upon him and make some
and draw some crowd.
Better sport for him for players, a little pigskin foolishness for them do America.
Though. Yeah, or catch cricket, remember, I know, he started out playing cricket. The man is an avid cricket fan, you see him?
Yeah, man, he play everything, all jacks.
Yeah.
Down the shine.
He would have been quick on the jacks.
He danced, you know?
Yeah,
man.
I
want
to see
where you going to see him?
Man at Phelps and Phillips.
Let me change the argument.
Don't pay him no mind. Yeah, man at Phelps and Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Mr. Knight, please.
I'm suggesting that you are pathologically mendacious.
Mr. Knight, that is an improper suggestion.
Why?
I am not going to sit here and be subject to Mr. Knight's abuse and to cooperate with him in delivering that abuse on me.
After he just said what he just said.
If it lie when question I ask, follow, I can't recall. Memory move out down south for a while, follow, I can't recall. Amisha, you got computer collapse, then follow, I can't recall. Anytime you get cornered in a tight spot, follow, I can't recall.
One controversial, yeah, controversial year for that law firm based in the United States. And the Jamaican the Jamaica Labour Party, I'm sorry.
Be very careful.
Yes, I have to know which skin they were in.
Yes, man.
So, of course, the firm was paid by one of those entities, either the government or the party.
Yeah. Still can't find out.
Yeah, we're waiting on the commissioners.
Oh, well, you get
last year to represent them, to lobby on behalf of the government or the JLP to find out what was happening with regards to the Christopher Dodus Cook extradition. They were saying that some of the information in the extradition request breached his constitutional rights. Moved on. First of all, they denied. Well, Mr. Golden is a very smart man, you know.
That's why
he came to Parliament and he said the government did not retain this firm. Of course, he went on to clarify later that he sanctioned the whole thing, but it was on behalf of the JLP. So, hey, semantics, yeah? We've gotten to the point now where we have had a commission of inquiry, but many wonder if it was a soap opera.
It is a soap opera.
With KD Knight.
Yeah. I want to say, I won't if I work KD Knight, I'll get known.
Yeah, good advertisement.
What everybody, I think, in benefit the most. Oh,
that?
Yeah.
Good advertisement.
Very good
for his law firm. The PM, the Minister of Justice, Dorothy Lightburn.
Lightburn.
Light. Sometimes, no, you have to pronounce it properly.
Spell it for me.
L-I-E-T Burn. of course, we had Douglas Lays was there, the Solicitor General. All these people took the stand. For me, the star witness was the former Secretary of the Justice Minister.
And I'm going to give her no spotlight.
No, and it was for her safety. Her name is Verna McGaw. And, I mean, this woman stood resolute even when...
Under pressure.
Under pressure. Lightburn's attorney was trying to make it seem as if, say, boy, she's a disgruntled employee and telling lies, mm-hmm. and you know, she stood firm. And I think her testimony was kind of damning, because it was that she sent a letter, an email to Mr. Brady, Harold Brady, who yeah. we all know about, even when the justice minister had said that she had not been in contact with him. You know, she don't know to send emails. She don't know anything about what was taking place.
Lie.
She was kept out of the loop despite all her positions in the party.
Lie.
Yeah, so...
She wants some true juice.
Have some water.
Yeah, but I mean, of course...
But tell you, I already said what color them for wearing. You know? Every day them are coming to them black and them blue and them mm-hmm. red.
What is the colors they must wear?
All politicians should wear lilac.
Why?
Because them have lilac. Hey, a lighter shade of purple or something.
A whole lot of big words I learned from the commissioner in Korea.
Cheer some. Yeah.
Pellucid.
What
mm-hmm.
that mean? Shifty.
Clear.
Yeah.
Anile.
So cartel, I see something like
cartel. Oh, yes. Cartel is now pellucid. <All right. laughs> Used to be dark, but now I'm pellucid.
All right, go on again.
But before we even continue with some of the terms, I mean, what was a favorite phrase from the Monarch Commission of Inquiry?
I can't recall, boss.
You don't remember?
No, I can't recall.
What was the top phrase from the inquiry?
I can't recall.
Yeah, what was it? You don't remember?
I say I can't recall, boss.
You don't remember. You remember?
Me no remember.
And of course, many of the kids wondering these days now, you know, PM, when they go to school and the teacher says, you know, what does PM stand for? What does PM stand for?
Evelyn.
Pathologically mendacious.
Evelyn, the bummer. Evelyn. PM. Postmaster
general. Yeah, I tell you, PM has a lot of terms right now. But yeah, that was the man at Flops and Flops. Entertainers got in a lot of trouble.
78 million. No, if you talk about how much money to you about?
$78 million, sir. Yeah. $78 million to some people is $78 million down the drain. The sum is $78 million worth of entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sum is $78 million for some old politicians' friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a whole different perspective.
Only for money, boss. $78 million.
No.
Entertainers.
Yeah.
Speaking of entertainment and entertainers, since this was almost like entertainment, I know a lot of people are angry about the whole Commission of Inquiry. You know, they take it serious, but this is the lighter side. I'm sorry. We're on facebook.com/yardinfopodcast, and you can check us out www.yardinfo.com. Tax authorities seized quite a few entertainers' properties last year. Gunter.
No, me have to read.
Yeah, because more if them seize anything for you.
Them come page me.
Yeah.
In November.
Uh-huh.
I say a brother come check me in a tie and jacket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And me say, if I go to somebody downstairs still, I'm going downstairs and see my brother that I give me a brown envelope. Me I say, what's up, man?
Watching service.
Some of you are going good. Mm. You say, my flight a letter, you're looking there. Mm. Man, them say, me need to tell them my income from 2006. That if I'm going to income in the bus, I must have a 2005, man. You say, me have to arrange me in the car. Same time, me elephant man story and everything. You know, man, if I want CRV, them, me I say, yeah. Oh, you hear me? No, I'm going to look good for
the record. You drive it before?
No, I'm going to look good for the
record. Not a good look. Mm-mm. Not a good look.
We won't go down.
And you don't have a second vehicle for drive off.
No, give me a second. Give me a second, man. That's cool, man. I want to see, man.
I don't think I'm rich, you know.
Oh, it eyed up.
The man MP, anyway, back to my second man. So, yeah. We got another second vehicle.
Go on.
I don't want to talk about the CRV, the other CRV, and the Mark II, and the Benz, and the Beamer. We don't want to talk about them vehicles. Right,
we're not
talking about them. We're here, chum.
Yeah. All of them purple.
I have to arrange appointment with the people, them fast.
So you pay up your money, sir?
Them not have to pay up nearly $200,000 worth of tax.
$200,000, them not going to take on the CRV. $200,000.
Boss, listen to me.
After the man there.
Hold on, what is the man for hold on for me? CRV, I'm living on. Them have nothing else for hold on for.
So where's the upstairs? I mean, is
When we park on the roof, no upstairs.
upstairs, isn't it?
On the roof, sir, all right, on the roof.
Boss, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Then the next one, I get in trouble to a bounty killer, you know.
With the range. A range?
Well, the range, the hammer, mm-hmm. the zapper, the chain. I mean, this man is in all kind of problems.
You see, with bounty killer, everybody knows it's a bounty killer.
You.
It's a cross.
You.
Hangry.
You.
Miserable. So the females, they want to get themselves involved with the artist.
Oh, know. Gosh. What you say?
Well, listen to me now.
Yeah.
If the artist preach cross, hangry, miserable.
Him tell you who he are.
Yeah. So the footnote don't tell you the type of person Bounty Killer is. So how can you as a female now go to that person? Well, hold on, and tell him, say you're going to do your nails.
Mm-hmm.
Neil and Emma go together.
So is that a mm?
Yeah.
She just said, go on, do my nails.
Go on, do my nails.
I said, all right, you're a hummer.
But,
so then what about the chain and the mosquito zapper?
No, but it's a plan, man. You have to do it.
I mean, when them take him to the police station,
you know. And some other thing she asks for.
Yeah. Every beating beat up.
I know some real, I know some beating beat up. I know some mosquito full up now, up at Oakland differently.
Him says, and play them must play.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, tell him. All right. And the man has zapped off a two mosquito and miss.
Let me say something. Yeah. Every time him play, them get famous.
Oh, so it's fame?
Yeah, it's fame, man.
You guys are unbelievable.
Somebody turn BJ.
Yeah.
Married with
a song come out.
Let me be fair to him. He was recently on
Open Store
on a entertainment program, and he spoke about it. And he spoke about the need for change,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that no one should be doing that kind of thing. And I have to commend him for that. The thing public. Is that it's just talk, so we have to see it come through in actions. Because
no, don't boss it with a bone together. Oh, not about
actions.
Not about action, boss. All
right. You know, he has been guilty of this with several individuals, and we're hoping
so
that...
So, tell us another that attract the female to him.
Hey, let me tell you, the fame, everybody at Open Store, here just a parlor, them just go play.
You talk about the man that's a little bit lighter, you know, and he was also in the news a whole heap. I mean, remember, even the police put out a warrant, I think, for him last year. They wanted him... Mm-hmm. Question in regards to certain matters.
I'll be later look for him to carry me, but it never worked out.
Now him a little bit. I mean, him used to look like Uno.
Mm-hmm.
Now him look like me. A little bit browner. I mean, this man has been in the news, and he loves it. You know, he was KXO.
Good
stuff. Yeah, me was KXO
every day.
On your face.
Every day.
For wash clothes.
Me was KXO, boss.
All right, another one who was in the news a lot recently is, of course, Vybz Kartel.
Up to the time.
You know it's Vybz Kartel.
Yeah.
Mr. Michael Cakes of Jackson.
So I'm me giving that name then.
Yeah, you give him the name?
I'm giving that name then.
I feel like you use a Cakes up to, you know.
I know, I did, you know.
Yeah.
I did.
One of my friends tell me, say, the artist, let us call him the artist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Changing, well, in complexion. And him laugh much, you know. He wants to laugh so like that.
Well, he moved past you still.
But last year, got in some trouble with the law. They wanted him for question.
Trouble?
His response was, I don't know why the law enforcement want Vybz Kartel. Vybz Kartel doesn't do anything. Vybz Kartel is a law-abiding citizen.
Yes.
You know why?
Yeah, man.
Why?
That's some interview with the police them did want, man. That's some signature and some...
Okay.
And then we have a
sign
show.
Sign picture and a
and
star.
And then we have a come up.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me why you do a little show for me.
But you know,
the youth, them.
This kind of limelight is what he loves, you know.
Which is right.
So should we be giving him this kind of limelight?
Why not?
I mean, why?
Why not?
Because if it's not newsworthy, why would we cover it?
Newsworthy for who? The people them love him, you know. It's a people spirit.
Yeah,
people.
But it's newsworthy.
Yeah.
Because the police, if he's interest,
mm-hmm.
are interested in the police, mm-hmm. it's news.
What's your take?
The people them love him, feed him to the people.
All right, well.
And if him continue, if I may, let's make him go on. And he will get rid of himself, because the more cakes up him use, like I guess.
All right, disappear.
We're going to continue this debate online. For those of you watching on television, we're going to wrap up. You can check us at www.yardinfo.com. Thanks for joining us for the first episode of the Yard Info podcast, the lighter side of Jamaican news. I'm Andrew Hewitt. I was joined by Rowan Gunter.
Yeah, big up yourself, Gunter. Some have to do it. Nobody know big up.
Nobody know big up.
So me have big up myself first.
And the Darius Stewart.
Big up yourself, Gunter.
Yeah, Gunter, big up yourself, right, boss. Cool. Anyway, you're there.
And me have big up all the viewers. We'll see you next week. All right, so we just signed off for the television audience. For those of you listening... The rest is just for you. And for those of you who have watched us on television and are now joining us, welcome again. Drugs in them privates. This was the bite of the week on television last week.
Mm.
Remember we spoke about the pimping of the port last week?
Yeah.
And what we're finding out is that the people have drugs that sell to the tourists, and the policeman was saying to them, I get to understand that you have some of them in your privates as well hiding. Boss, want to smoke anything or sniff anything that
has been marinated.
Hidden in private.
Yeah? Seasoned.
Front or back?
I don't know, boss. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, but you read the story.
Listen, listen. No, I'm just working out the bite of the week.
Does it matter, sir?
And I'm wondering why TVJ call it the bite of the week when it's private and talking about it.
It's in the bite and private. Sometimes I see him.
I want to know. Does it matter, sir?
It, of course.
With that front time,
yeah.
Well, I tell you why it might matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if the ladies have drugs hidden in the front private, era. I wouldn't be surprised because I'm addicted. So,
EMS, stop talking about the eating habit.
No, yeah, that's not what
it's a different,
about.
It's a different program, this boss.
No, we don't eat. We don't eat drugs.
This is not in the kitchen. You eat what?
You eat drugs?
You can't steal.
Red killers.
It's a good thing we stopped here. It's a good thing we stopped the videotaping.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along. So, I mean, if you're a drug addict, you're going to buy. So you say front or back matter.
Yeah.
So matter. If I front it, all right. But if I back, it's you know, I sniff it. All right, go on. You know, I'm not gonna continue with this one at all. At all.
That's your next story.
Oh, boy. So, this story, you know, this is just an announcement for you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Soon go to that. But the police have put out an announcement. So, as soon as we leave the studio, we have somewhere to go. They said that they have found a whole heap of jewelry and they need the public to come in to identify them.
No, jewelry. You know, so I go down there. I go down
there. Ready?
I'm with the line long.
Them boys, you put Chaman.
The line long.
Me, I said the whole way that's going left, go down there when we're done.
No, the line long.
So then, even if the line long, you know, stay and wait to identify the Chaparita.
No, my link is squad area.
Oh. Okay. Squad of Grace.
Yeah, man.
So, my question is, how do you identify it? So I'm going to lose a ring. I'm going to go down there. So obviously I know so the 14 character with the little ass on the front. Yeah. And it's you identify.
See him here.
So you go down there.
Am I yeah. one that?
But like in your case though, where never lose no jewelry.
No.
How do you identify?
No, what you mean never lose a jewelry? I object. Oh, you say that?
No, but remember.
What you mean never lose no jewelry?
Remember you never paid no money upon the thing for the story.
Yeah, but that's still my one.
But you don't have a receipt. They said I have a receipt.
You need a receipt.
No.
So a receipt.
Once it is in my Scotty. Position, it's my one.
Scotty, we have a ring with Ron. I need some pattern. I need some pattern.
And goal plate.
Yeah, I need some pattern.
Yeah, we need for
you know,
before I put on the podcast, I'm going to check out the jewelry. Ah, this story was a top story.
Which one that?
Female condoms with teeth.
No, stop before you reach your teeth. That's a female condom alone.
Female condom.
Scott, what the teeth drop in?
And then put teeth on the inside.
Yeah.
It's to prevent rape. So fed up with seeing too many rape victims.
So hold on.
So
the lady can walk up and down with this condom every day.
Inside of her.
In case.
Somebody
decide for rape. Yeah.
I guess. So can you imagine this lady, what she really expecting?
I probably like, so for example, she knows that tonight she got to do jogging or emancipation.
So there you go.
She said, you know, so I'm going to wear my teeth them soon. I can never tell what that means.
A female doctor invented this condom that has some hooks on the inside that ladies can wear. If perchance a gentleman decides that he's going to hold on and take, once he can go in, you know, because they're set in such a way that they allow in. But when you try to pull them back out now, that's when they grab on to the penis, hooks into it to give him some excruciating pain.
So it's not going to affect you at all?
Well, no.
The hook them up on the inside?
No, it's on the inside. What me I worry about now? Is what if she go jogging in Emancipation Park and come home and fresh off and forget and Ozzy come home and
stand
right down and look nice and sexy Ozzy does run and jump.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take.
Let me start crying.
But you're not supposed to go.
You feel the theme already?
You have to touch.
You have to what?
You have to touch.
I see. The condom don't see your condom. You're not in Jamaica yet.
No, I think the
but why would
no, you? It's not in Jamaica yet.
Why do I want to make a condom like this though? Somewhere where they
to protect the ladies from rape.
The rape is
the good question.
Where the rape numbers are high.
Well, listen, I don't know. Probably if you're a lady and you worried about it, it's something that will make you feel more secure.
Teeth condom.
Yeah. teeth.
Make you feel secure.
Not me, yo. The Party Bandits.
Yeah.
You remember when there was this big incident on television?
Juicy Beef. Downtown.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. In downtown Kingston today, at Harbour Street, Juicy Beef outlet, we have several gunmen who are holding the employees hostage. We have a hostage situation, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned for the latest reports. Remember that?
Yeah, man. Them time, the man, when you go in a Juicy Beef, the woman...
They're on TV, I watch it.
Somebody going there
after we... After we... Because when we come for here by the show, the man them left out a
long time. Put some boxes. Yeah?
The man, yeah, me, I said, the man them hungry, boss.
Yeah, that's from party them go for.
Then, I'm going to eat a food.
Of course, somebody I make me understand, say, the big, big news reporter come on TV and say, yeah, we're there on a Juicy Beef. And we have a hostage situation.
So the hostage never fly over.
Apparently not.
Lies.
Yeah, man, it was a big thing that Saturday evening. I tell you, I was glued to the television. Missy all reports on internet say them let out one of the hostages and the police pat down and when we come for here, say nobody not in at the place. I'm wondering where them get them reports are from. Boy, that was a day.
Man, I want some food.
Love and heartbreak. Facebook style, you're listening to, you're watching the Yard Info podcast, the lighter side of Jamaican news. As I said, Facebook, I remember we're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast. You can find us online at www.yardinfo.com. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/yardinfo. Gunter, you need fair up and come on Twitter.
No, me hurry up, star.
Every week, I say something.
Me hurry up. That week cannot pass.
I see, so you avoid Facebook a lot, but when I read the story, I understand why.
Internet or intimate?
The people are too intimate by the internet.
Real talk.
Because, see, you know, this young man forget to log out on page, and this young lady admit that she was looking through the photos and saw the photo with him and one girl. And she write all kind of message to the girl through his account, you know.
I use Facebook for business only.
But that's your wife, eh? Is that him going to tell you?
Business only.
Odari,
where you use Facebook for?
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
When him, sir.
And then when it comes to relationships, we also hear when they're talking about Jamaicans having... What was it, Odari? Them say we have... what kind of disorder? Personality disorder?
Hey, that story don't want to dash it. Wait.
What was the story, by the way? Before you dash it away, just dash it out upon them.
No, I'm not trying to find it, though. The essence of the story is telling some study was done by Dr. A and Dr. B. Found the story to tell exactly.
And I'm still not seeing.
I tell you about how many the personal disorders that Dr. Professor Frederick Hickling and the university and clinical psychologist Vanessa Paisley that did some study telling you about the amount Jamaicans and their personality disorder.
But what percentage them say of Jamaicans have? They must say something like up to 1 million Jamaicans, which is about one third.
The whole island.
Have personality disorder.
Well, me no have it still.
You have
one. The whole island.
So which one of these you fall under?
The whole island.
Give them other.
Make him take them though, because as far as me see, before you even read them, so me always tell people them. All the evidence
works. You not read out. You not going to read them out. Because I will take them from the paper, but me not read them out.
No, me read them out.
You just have to walk straight.
And you tell us which one you
have. Walk straight.
So they are saying some of the disorders you can identify are... One spouse accusing the other of having an affair, even when there is no evidence.
No, which part that go? Every day that go on, that's all.
Yeah.
That means everybody have this order.
Which part then?
No! I just want to sneeze.
And that's something wrong, Shadow.
And
just
want to
sneeze. She will put meaning to every statement made and add a negative connotation to it.
Me that.
You that? Yeah. Sound like mostly... Females to me, but hey.
One tree.
He or she feels people are coming to get them.
No, I don't know what I want there.
That Jamaica, these people always are coming to get you. You better paranoid.
Dorothy.
he she makes sly remarks. Again.
Personality decides.
Everybody.
Everybody do that. That's why I don't say one third of the
population. She feels there are persons coming to harm them. Same thing that again. And he she has a lot of delusions. If you're schizophrenic now, you have a sense of being overly important, constantly seeking admiration from others, but have little thought for others. tends to exploit personal relationships, believe you are superior to others, and are preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love.
So yes, everybody will probably buy a cash pot.
I'm a cash pot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will in a parliament.
Them buy cash pot.
Schizophrenic.
Them need to push on the percentage.
Why is it them two out down the pier?
It's about half.
More than half. Yeah.
That half of you got stand up and see the whole
manifest. All right. So,
downtown market.
Landlord beats DJ.
Mm.
Power Man. You remember Power Man?
Yeah, man.
Power Man.
Put out the man. Power.
Michael Davey. Find himself nursing head injuries
a song about that one,
eh? After he was allegedly beaten by his landlord after the two had an altercation. So he was here, apparently in foreign.
Yeah.
Owe the man rent.
And I called the man.
When the man asked him for him rent, like him call back and the man talked to him and said, I have rent. I said, you're a crackhead, man. You want me to reach me talk to you.
The man said, oh, you're a crackhead. All right, wait till you come back.
So the man took a handpipe and said, hey, you call me crackhead.
Crackhead.
I want crackhead.
But him crackhead.
And he did, yeah. One lick across him head side.
It not sound good.
Not a good look.
Not a good look.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, but me wonder how the artist was sing about it.
No, but him did sing about it before it happened. Because him do a song named Serious Things That Go Happen for me the other night. Yeah. So,
well, tell them they even sing about crackhead now.
Yeah. Well, them charge the landlord still, you know, but I'm pretty sure I'm getting money off of that, the iron pipe there. Going to have a story there with you about a very, very creative lady who stole some items out of a store.
Oh, skillful shoplifter.
Mm.
In her tights. 14 piece of item here, said the woman thief. Now, look at
in her tights.
I wonder if it's a tall tights or a short tights.
No, man, she must be big and fat, man.
We see her.
What were them items that was she?
No, hold on. Tell a story.
14 pieces of...
Alright, give the story from the top.
Hold on. Police...
I'm going to tell me how she do it, you know, because I have a plan.
No, I don't understand. You ask me how she do it.
Boy,
so you want them putting a film tight?
So all me from...
Yeah, all the men understand. All the men are going to know that.
Tell me the story, because I have a plan.
Police on Saturday arrested a woman who was reportedly held with 25,000 worth of clothes in her tights after she left a clothing store in Arborview, Kingston 17.
Mm-hmm.
The star.
How much $1,000 worth of clothes?
$25,000.
$25,000 worth of items in her tights.
No, we don't know if it's GCT then. But I say it's 14 pieces of item.
You realize the trend that is going on in the podcast here?
$25,000.
Exact amount.
People hiding things in their privates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is going on? So, what were the items then, wash your teeth?
All right, let me tell you what wash your teeth now. Don't ask her. Include 5 ladies' pants.
5
three,
pants?
Yeah. 3 men's shirts, 2 tights, 1 skirt, and 3 dresses.
Dress and pants and shirt in our tights?
Yeah.
No,
some of them, she walk into the store as a mager woman and come up because I'm fat woman.
Listen.
Because I wore it for clothes. I said,
I mean, I can't know.
That sound like a
bad thing.
I just did like I said, Miss Kitty, if you stop.
Which Miss Kitty that?
Yeah. You know, not the one from foreign, man. Miss Kitty.
Oh. Kitty.
Not the fluffalicious diva, you're mad.
And you know, sir, I have a strong feeling that this practice is a practice that is very popular.
Regular.
Yeah, in the United States of America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, them not play up there, son.
Yeah, it's called clutching.
I saw it go.
Yeah, it's clutching.
Throw it in the bag.
Yeah, man, it's called clutching. Yeah. You know, so I'm going to go find one time. Wait. I want to go find.
You're going to find one time?
No, it's a particular time I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
And it's not one entry. I don't know one entry.
No, man, not one entry.
I know Barbados, you go.
No.
I'll get a one entry. No, we just want to. If I get a one entry, Barbados, you know. Want me to probe you?
Oh, no,
I'm going to
go find one time.
Yeah.
I mean, in the store. With 2 young ladies.
Yeah.
But I see she move a little fishy way still. But I have 2 paint no mind.
Yeah.
But the girl I'm going to stay with, I called me and I said, Gunther, you come here. Come sit down in the car. I said, why? I want to see the stuff in the car. She said, no, man, come sit down. You said, me go out in the car, I sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the other girl come out at the store. The amount of things I see she take out of that tight.
She carry anything for you?
No.
You know what I need to ask her?
Yeah.
The one that you're in the store with.
Yeah.
She know. Work for no station or nothing like that.
That I want to ask him. All right,
we're going to move on to the robbers flee as victims retaliate.
You have too much info.
A group of robbers in Manchester are going to rob a bar, man. And when they go for rob the bar, them thief. $10,000 according to the bartender. And why?
Lies.
Why is lie?
You can go to a bar.
Yeah.
And I own $10,000. No, exact
$10,000.
Gunther.
Well, I can't work it out.
Gunther, they never said $8,743.
Three Appleton.
Mm-hmm. All right, while you're working it out.
Drink apple
two,
bar.
Two apple vodka.
Yo.
While you're working
six
out.
Six cranberry.
Cramp.
The man them teeth the 10,000 and a cigarette them. Yeah. Left the bar and turned back. Don't know what it is that them say, well, we need to take something else to. When the man them turn back, the people them give it to them. Beat them proper and them over to the police with them gun. Yes, man.
Them rob the bar, leave the bar,
and come back. And the man them properly spank them and then call the police for them, let them carry them going with them.
Well, fundamentally, you know.
Fundamentally.
Oh, speaking. You must go one bar go rob the people.
And then leave the bar.
No! When people that bar, what them that bar for do? Drink away them stress.
Sorrow is the people them stress.
And you go rob the people.
Yeah?
And all turn right.
But this is a serious robbery though.
$10,000 meat.
What is, I think is highway robbery is what the West Indies team has been doing to us for the past 10 or 11 years.
Why them call this thing highway robbery? You know, somewhere they may drive past the highway and realize why they call it so though.
Because of them.
Them always use the highway for do a holy parable. You know?
They think so.
Because the money where you have to spend on toll money is robbery.
But they may drive past, I see every time a different party get elected, is a different highway bill up.
So highway robbery. Them use the highway and trickway. And then robbery.
That's why them call it so.
West Indies bus hit by stones.
Yeah.
How much to
it? Accidental.
No, but accidental.
Accidental.
I feel.
Remember, so when
they put some West Indian, because they said, you know, in some Bangladeshi spectators. Yeah. But I honestly believe as some West Indians to the man them.
Yeah.
Put on some wig.
But them win.
And then pretend like.
So why would you stone the West Indian if you're
them
West
win
Indian?
One them game. Win.
Yeah, but the game where them win.
Mm-hmm. Was against Bangladesh.
Yeah, but not during the time when the bus are drive.
Gunter,
yeah.
A 7 stone them say fling.
Mm-hmm.
You ever fling stone off of somebody? Or somebody better yet, somebody ever fling stone off of you?
Yeah.
You can stop a count them out of stone and fling. And report come out and say 7 stone.
All I am saying is, we're going to wrap up now.
No, if a stone them big enough, boss, and them dropping, you're going to see the 7 stone.
You have time for look
you
at
have time to look on that, Gunter? All I am saying is,
them need to do
a long time them forget stone. We don't want a fingerprint upon the stone.
Are you the monks in Bangladesh?
Don't know which
for the Indian. Yeah, millions of people.
Throw some stones.
Don't stone them. Boo them, but don't
this
stone
has
them.
Been the Yarding for Podcast, the lighter side of Jamaica news. Always fun, always great. Thanks for being here, Rowan Gunter.
Yeah.
And Mr. Odari Cake Soap Jackson.
Cool like me wash my face with the cake soap. Like me wash my face with the cake soap.
Still hot.
Still hot.
Man,
have enough name. This is Andrew Hewitt. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Peace.